up this morning, clothed in my right mind. Thank the Lord, opening up these eyes of mine.
Johnny Wilder Jr. is the man who was the lead singer for Heatwave back in the day. He had an amazing conversion, and this is one of the songs that he composed and sang after that conversion. It's entitled One More Day. By the way, welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., another hour.
Thank you, Father, for another chance. Love my brother, it's one more time.
I will definitely be letting you hear more of that awesome Johnny Wilder Jr. harmony as we go throughout this hour. I tell you what, that man could really sing.
Want to live a healthier, happier life? Find 1 hour a day for you. Sure, you can spend that hour binging on Netflix or catching some Z's, or you could use it for something great. Here are three ways you can make that hour work for you. Number one, exercise. We all know exercise is important when it comes to maintaining your health and, frankly, your overall happiness. If you work out, you live longer and better, period. So start now. Use that hour to try a new class at the gym or go on a hike. Whatever you do, get moving. Number two, meditate. Studies have shown that meditation improves brain function. It improves your sense of well-being and your cognitive function. In fact, a Harvard study suggests meditation can actually change the physical structure of your brain in as little as 8 weeks. Why not give it a try? Do 30 minutes in the morning and then 30 minutes in the evening. Make it a habit and you could have a bigger, better brain. Number three, boost your sex life. Regular sex can improve heart function, lower blood pressure, and decrease stress. It can even keep your immune system firing on all cylinders, which will keep you from getting sick. So there you go, three awesome ways to turn that hour into a healthier, happier you.
You may even call it an hour of power. I tell you what, that is great that we can do things that can be so simple yet so significant in enhancing our overall quality of life, our well-being. I really like that. So, that said, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? I thought I would go ahead and share that with you as we start out the hour. Of course, this is the program where we really believe in building the individual and family and community. And I tell you, parents, I really do want to encourage you again to be about the business of taking those obvious steps, those notable steps to enhance your quality of living so that you can inspire your children to grow up with that mindset. Yeah, with their minds made up. Hey, I'm going to do what I can do to improve my quality of living. All right, here we go. I thought I would just go ahead and let us hear that, courtesy of WebMD, so that we'd be inspired, motivated, empowered, inspired to go ahead and devote a day, an hour a day to ourselves. And please, ladies and gentlemen, let's not just assume that because we're doing something for ourselves, that we're doing something bad. No, it really is good to take some measures that are intended to make us a better person. So when we eat well, guess what? We're eating for the wellness of our own bodies. When we exercise, we're exercising for the wellness of our own bodies. When we shower, we're showering for the good smell and a good clean feeling of our own bodies. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, we're constantly doing things for us, for ourselves. That's not a bad thing. It only becomes bad when we become egotistical, self-centered, self-willed, self-absorbed. That's when self becomes a problem. But otherwise, you know, to comb your hair, to try to get it to look good, is not a bad thing. To try to make sure that your clothes are well ironed and they're clean, so that when you go out, you're presentable, you are presentable, that's not a bad thing. So that's it. Let's just realize that it is necessary and good very often for us to do things that are good for us. By the way, I want to share this with you while I'm thinking about it, just before we get on to something else that we can do that's good for us. And that is, I want to remind you to consider becoming chain breakers, members of a community working to end modern day slavery. Some of you heard the information that I had with Elizabeth when we talked a little earlier, about what, 2 weeks ago? When I spoke with the precious ladies who told us about the connection between sex trafficking, human trafficking, and modern day slavery. The Cumby Center is hosting this conference in Aiken at the Aiken Municipal Building, May 3rd, from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in Aiken, South Carolina. And you can register for that conference by going to becomingchainbreakers.eventbrite.com. Also, feel free to call 803-649-0480 for any questions that you might have. That is the Becoming Chain Breakers, a Community End to Modern Day Slavery, Cumby Center Conference, on Friday, May 3rd, 2019. All right, so we were talking a little earlier in the week about steps that we can take to beat or overcome, if you will, anxiety. All right, so let's continue that discussion. You know, we live in a world where it is easy to find ourselves confronted by anxiety. Some of the ongoing decisions that people are making, leaders, political leaders, business leaders, people we work with, people we worship with, people we live with. Anxiety is seemingly just around the corner. Almost every day, at least every week. So it really becomes a good thing for us to know what steps we can take to beat anxiety. So let me start with something. Hold up for just a minute. Let me just remind you. One of the steps that we've already talked about is engaging in deep breathing. We also talked about the benefit of meditating. And isn't it interesting that we heard the hostess on WebMD mention that same thing, meditating. And I found it fascinating that studies have found that meditating can change the structure and the function of the brain in as little as 8 weeks. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's free. Yes, free. You don't have to pay a dime for it. You can do it right there in the comfort and privacy of your own home. And as she mentioned, maybe 30 minutes at the start of the day, 30 minutes at the end of the day. And let your brain benefit. All right. Now, what else can we do to help reduce, knock down, minimize anxiety? Well, we can practice self-care. And again, this is not a bad thing. Listen, get a massage. I'm telling you, good massages can help with good feeling is tremendous. Now, one of the things that is strongly recommended once you get a massage is that you drink plenty of water afterwards. And those of you who have received massages in the past know why. those masseuses are doing a great job of not only loosening up muscles, ligaments, etc., but also loosening up toxins that are in the body. And once those toxins have been freed up, we need to get them out, move them out. And one of the best ways to do that is by drinking plenty of water, getting good massages. How many of you enjoy getting a manicure? How many of you enjoy getting a pedicure? How about getting a good hairstyle? Now, I know for some of you ladies, that one can be pretty tricky. We men can go into a barber shop, and for us, the hardest part might be just waiting to get into a chair to have our hair cut, depending on how many people were there waiting for the barber we're going to go to before we got in there. But a lot of times, the people who run the barbershops take some of the pain out of that process by running the TV. Conversation is flowing and that kind of thing. So some of the pain is taken out of the wait. And once you're in the chair, you're probably going to be there somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 minutes. You're done. And it can be kind of relaxing to just let someone else take care of your hair for you. I know, though, ladies, for you, it's a little different because you may find yourselves in the chair getting your hair actually done for 2 or 3 hours. And I don't know if you find that relaxing or if you find it relaxing for a while, but then tedious after that because you're there so long. I don't know. I guess that may depend on each individual lady, huh? But anyway, getting the hair taken care of. How about having a great sex life? That too can help you with self-care. A great sex life. How about this? If money's tight and you're thinking about, you know, getting that hair taken care of, you may want to consider a discount salon or even a training school which offers quality services for people on a budget. Now, you may not have some of the amenities that you may or may not find in some of the full service salons that are truly salons, but hey, if you go in there mainly to get your hair done, you can get it done for less. All right, how about this one? We talk about how we can go ahead and take better care of ourselves by eating well and drinking well, because it is about the food and the beverage. How about this? We're trying to beat anxiety. We're trying to overcome anxiety. And one of the ways to do that is to put sodas out of our lives. Just eliminate soda. They point out how, you know, sometimes people want that cup of joe in the morning time. And it can jumpstart your day and provide some warmth and comfort. But anything that has high fructose corn syrup and 177 other ingredients, not good for you. If you're accustomed to that 3 p.m. Dr. Pepper, switch it out for a soothing green tea. Not only does the caffeine jack up your central nervous system, soda depletes vitamins and minerals from your diet, and it wreaks havoc on your smile. Teeth become susceptible to cavities when the acid level of your saliva falls below a certain point. And get this, if you drink soda all day, the outer layers of your teeth begin to lose minerals and cavities form. Many dental plans don't cover root canals, and you may end up with a huge bill from drinking too many sodas, not to mention some of the other problems that drinking too many sodas can cause. You know, I remember years ago, when I was a teenager, I went to visit someone in New Jersey. And while I was there, I was told about a young man who really drank sodas. And when I say he drank sodas, I mean he drank sodas to the point where he eventually had to pay the doctor a visit because something was going on, I guess, with his stomach. He didn't know what was causing it. All he knew was he was having some serious problems. After some discussion with the doctor, apparently it was revealed to him that he was drinking too many sodas and he was going to have to significantly cut back on the amount of sodas that he drank. You know, there's a chance that people become addicted to sodas. A lot of them have caffeine, but it's also the taste. You know, there could be any number of reasons that people just drink sodas and just won't stop. I think that the story was, for a while, he did better. But then he went all in again, and he was drinking. Started having problems again, and he went to the doctor again. And this time, it was either this time or the next time, the doctor told him he was going to have to stop drinking sodas altogether. And as the story went, if I recall it correctly, he did not stop, and he died as a result of all of that excess soda drinking. You know, soda can really cause some problems for the human body. So they're recommending that you eliminate soda from your diet. And the good thing is, it's not like we have to just give up one thing and have nothing with which to replace it. We have something good that we can replace it with, like green tea. Don't want to just load up on that too much either, because, you know, too much caffeine isn't good for you either. But anyway, those are some thoughts to keep in mind as we talk about ways that we can beat anxiety. Who would have thought? Knock anxiety out by getting rid of soda.
Try and change this evil